Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good day, good morning, whatever the time zone. We greet you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We hope that all is well, and whatever is not well, we pray. We pray that God will make it all right. We've seen his work before, so we know what he can do. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's been a while since I came to you on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm going to try in this season to be more consistent. Glory to God. I am Pastor Dr. Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministry and overseer of Kingdom Builders Assembly here in the state of South Carolina. And we just welcome you to listen at this time or any time. This morning, I just really came on to announce a few things, a few assignments that the Lord has given us. Right now, one of the pastors in our assembly, I will be filling in for his phone conference on tomorrow and Saturday. That's Friday, September 9th, and Saturday, September 10th and September 11th at 10 a.m. And I'm going to go ahead and give that number. You can keep me playing it until you get it, but it's area code 978-990-5115. And the access code is 830-6144. 978-990-5115. Access 830-6114. 6144. 830. Let me get my morning brain together here. 830-6144. Okay. But if you're getting this on Facebook, I'll just keep repeating the number for you. We don't want you to miss it. There is a word from the Lord. There is joy and peace and happiness even in the midst of this pandemic. We're looking around sad at the sad events, then God would not be pleased that we're not having some kind of joy in this life. Amen. So tomorrow and Saturday, those are the services that will be. Those are the times that he set for his services, and he won't be able to be on. So he asked me to fill in for him on Friday and Saturday. But you can find us on Sunday evenings and through the week. Wednesday Bible study, I believe, will be on Zoom. And just follow our schedule as it is posted. We are trying to do this great work. And we congratulate Pastor Simmons for stepping up and stepping out on the work that God has called him to do. Amen. Amen. And then on Sunday, in-person service, our second Sunday service will be in Harleyville, South Carolina. That's 138 John Street. And we will be live on Facebook, but don't miss it. Don't miss the in-person if you can for just sitting back to watch the live. It is certainly a blessing to be on there live, to be in the building live. Oh, yeah, we know we have to be careful, vaccinated, unvaccinated, whatever the situation is. Wear your mask. We're going to be socially distanced. And, you know, God's going to bless. He's blessed us so far. No sicknesses. Everybody's fine. We relaunched in September of last year, about a year ago, even in the midst of the pandemic, God said, step out on faith and go back in a building. So here we are today in Harleyville, South Carolina on Sunday, second and fourth Sundays, unless otherwise stated. But we are just ecstatic about what the Lord is doing. On Sunday, during a few weeks ago, God gave me an assignment. I just kept hearing him say, prophetically speaking. And I said, what is that about? And he said, there would be times when I just want you to release exactly my words straight from myself, from God. And he said, I want you to call it prophetically speaking because it's not just a message. It's me talking straight to the people of God. So I have begun it, and it's been going well. Not everybody receives the messages or warning, but I still have to post it, have to say it, whatever the situation may be. So from time to time on social media, you will see the prophetically speaking posts and messages. However, the Lord says, now I want you to have a whole service concerning that. I want you to just go in there, get in my presence, have everybody on one accord, have everybody worshiping, everybody praising and expecting me to talk. That's what the Lord wants for us on Sunday. So it is a prophetically speaking service, the actual service. We'll still continue social media, but Sunday is all about every single word the Lord says. I can't take nor add from it. And I'm in deep meditation these days, waiting to hear the final words and waiting for him to develop it. So when I open my mouth on Sunday, then you will know that it's certainly the Lord who is speaking. Amen, amen. And along with that, there's a young lady, an upcoming woman of God, who has some testimony. She's had some trying times in her life, but the Lord has given her a prophetic anointing, and we're just ready to tap in on what the Lord is going to say to her as well, and hope that it will provide even some healing to her and her family or anyone that's going through. So we are just excited. And beyond that, we have other services scheduled as well. So check back with me often. And if you want to be a part, if you would like to be a guest on this Blog Talk Radio show, please let me know. I can do a 15-minute segment or a 30 minutes. Right now I'm just on 15 minutes and the clock is really ticking. Amen. But I just wanted to let you know what Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries is doing in this season. And we pray God's blessing, and we see the increase. We feel the increase. We have revival last Friday, and we're just continuing. We have Evangelist Lauren Stevens, and we have Pastor Shirley Atkinson, who is in the state of Ohio. Pastor Christopher Simmons is in Florida. So we have a team ready and willing to stand by with you, to pray with you. So if you want to reach out to one or the other, we all a team. It's all good. We still are going to be praying fervently for your situation or ministering to you in word, thought, deed, prayer, whatever it takes. Because at Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries, our motto is every soul matters. Amen. So we are just so excited. We have Deacon Davis here. I don't know if he wants to say anything, but Deacon Davis is standing by, and he upholds us and supports us, and he is faithful to the ministry, always has been, and we are looking for greater, even greater things for him. So you see, we are fully loaded. We are fully loaded with who God has sent us, and we are expecting even more. We are expecting even more to join forces with us as we go to the throne of grace. As I close out, again, continue to listen out for us, and there'll be times when I'm not making so many announcements, but I will be coming on with a word or two, a prayer, whatever is necessary. And like I said, please call me. Please contact me if you would like to be an actual guest on the show. I'll give you a number and everything else that is needed. Amen, amen. But we just bless the Lord. We just worship him. He is so awesome. He is amazing. Right now, we're just going to close out with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We worship you, God, because we know that you reign and you rule, God. You are sovereign. We know that these are some times that we've never seen before, and we pray we never see them again. We pray, God, that your will is that somehow there will be a breakthrough in the COVID-19 situation. God, somehow less people will contract it. Somehow less people will die from it. Oh, Father God, wrap your arms around all those who are bereaved for any reason, whoever lost a loved one to whatever it was, whoever may be sick and struggling right now. Father God, we come to you, and we honestly seek your face. We seek your voice on these matters, God. Tell us what to do, what not to do, because you guys, you speak, and you, when you speak and you send the word, we know that people are healed. Oh, Father God, we need you. We need you so much in this hour, God. We need you to come on in. We ask that you continue to forgive all of our sins, because we know that that there are some things that you're trying to set forth in the earth. And just the way that people turned to you before and then they went back to their wicked ways, but you said they have to turn away from their wicked ways and repent, turn to you. Then you will hear from heaven. Then you will heal the land. Heal our land, Lord God. We need you. We need you to heal our land physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way that we are afflicted. We are expecting you to show up. We have seen your work before, and it is marvelous. It is marvelous in our eyes, God. Oh, God, you are marvelous in our eyes. Everything you do is for a reason. So right now, God, we don't know the reason for the floods and the earthquakes and the fires, but we know that you're able. The hurricane, God bless and continue to restore those ones who have been affected by the hurricane and floods and all disasters. We know that these are definitely signs of the times, but we don't know the day or the hour that you're coming back. But we know that you're coming back, and we know it should behoove us to get in a hurry, get ready for the coming of the Lord. We need to be able to get ready. So, Father, teach us how to love. Teach us how to pray even. Teach us how to worship you, because we know that when we worship, we should not worry. So right now, we cast out anxiety of every kind. We cast it out that it may not come back on our minds, that we begin to trust you so much that we can't see anything but your face, that all of our problems, even though they may still be there, that all of our problems will just be put in your hands, because you said, cast your cares on you, because you care for us. You care for us. So, Father God, continue to show your grace and your mercy, God. You told me the other day to not to be alarmed, not to be afraid, not to worry, not to be anxious, because your grace is sufficient. And you said to tell the people the same thing. Your grace is sufficient. The things that they have seen, the things that they are going through, everything, even things to come that they don't see, just remember your grace is sufficient. Glory to God, is more than enough. It's abundant. Oh, God, we worship you, God. We praise you right now. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We praise you, God, in the high heavens, God. We praise you. We praise you. We bless you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we are speaking. As we are coming before you, we know that things are already done. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We know, God, we see it. We see people being healed right now. We see you having people come off ventilators, God, off of oxygen. They will live. They will live and not die, because they got some words to proclaim for you. They have some work to do. God, we thank you for the work that you have, for the assignments that you have for each and every one of them. Glory to God. Glory to God. We give the Lord praise today. We honor him, and we thank you all for listening. Continue to listen. Look out for when our next episode will be, and also join in with us. Share this episode. Somebody needs to hear this. Amen. But again, we are bringing you greetings from Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in South Carolina. And wherever you are, we love you too. And we extend a hearty God bless you. And remember, Jesus is Lord. He's Lord every day. He's Lord all over us. Forget not his benefit. He is Lord. He is our Savior. He is our all in all. Good day to each and every one of you. We love you. kind of hard to maneuver. Do not be that difficult. Why can't I simply go back to that? And why is it not playing? Do I have to log in all over again or what? I know it was recording, and I'm clicking this button, and it won't. What the hell is going on? I mean, I'm sitting there looking at it recording. Find another platform to use because this here is just crazy. Man. This is crazy. Never had any trouble with it. It looks like it want to start and then that's it. I know. Stayed right there the whole 15 minutes unless it couldn't hear me. Mm-hmm. Why you sat there that whole time? No, I'm saying why you sat there that whole time And after I finish and hadn't gone to the kitchen, now you're talking about the mail. Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. Yeah. I knew you honored me for trying, but I sure hope it was I sure hope it was working. Oh, goodness.
for those who have had the repeated experience of live audio stopping with Blog Talk Radio shows, I'm doing this video to show a workaround fix. From the info I've gathered, this is most common with the Internet Explorer browser. When I've used the Firefox browser, this problem is mostly eliminated. When you click on a link to a live show, the page loads, and it is followed by the audio of the Blog Talk Radio lady.
Blog Talk Radio.
After her intro, the show's audio should start. This Blog Talk Radio intro also happens whenever you refresh the page. Pay attention to the video player's control panel. There is a dark blue progress bar running from left to right. On the left side of the bar is a digital clock showing the starting point of time. On the right side of the board could be thought of as the live time. If the blue progress bar fills all the way to the right end, the starting time and the live time match and the audio stops. Your goal is to have a minimum of a 2 to 3 second difference between the starting time and the ending or live time. The easiest way to accomplish this is to pause the blue bar for a couple of seconds and unpause it. So when you left click on the play button, that white triangle in the, with the blue background, and it changes to a pause symbol, immediately click on it, making it pause. Wait 2 to 3 seconds, restart the audio.
Blog Talk Radio.
I would also like to point out here that you can manipulate the progress bar with your mouse by clicking in locations inside to move back or forward the audio.
You want waffles instead or what? Huh? I don't get tired of grits, but I'm just saying. Huh? Wait a minute. No, I mean, hold on. Okay. Why would we fix waffles and we fix waffles and you get an egg sandwich? You don't like waffles anymore? Oh, your teeth hurt. Oh, well, you need soup then. Oh, it never did stop hurting? Where is it? Which? You got a tooth or the gum hurt?
The gum
hurt. Did you gargle and
yeah.
Rinse and still not still?
Hey, it's going down.
Probably inflammation in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, if Blog Talk is not working, then I'm going to something I call Spreaker. Because the audio will be available in a few minutes. Okay. Is it? One thing, these things here get in the way. Right there. Let me make sure. That was 18. Oh, talk to me about this now. And my hair don't look like going live to give all this information. So that's why I chose to do this. They're not very helpful. No matter what question I ask, that they're not giving me that. I'll be done with this then. It's crazy. Thank you. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're going to eat soup, I could have eaten soup, too. I did not know that. I didn't know your tooth was still hurting. All you had to do was say that's the reason. I might eat a little bit of the rotisserie